Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckery of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Woe.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, Woe to you Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk. Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too. And he said, Woe also to you scholars of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is saying woe to his peers, to his neighbors, to the leaders especially, whom everyone respected, to those who gathered to listen to him. He is not happy with behaviors he is observing. How easy it is for us to listen to this gospel and say to ourselves, well, Jesus is definitely speaking to certain politicians today, or Jesus is clearly condemning the behavior of some church leaders, or Jesus here must surely be talking to all the liars and cheats and racists and abusers and dictators. We can so easily dismiss ourselves from today's message. But this gospel is meant for you and me as well. How might Jesus be saying woe to you and me? Well, as I examine my conscience, I must admit that I have a dark side to my personality at times. I think we all have that, don't you? We may not be evading our taxes or spouting racial slurs in our speech, but there is a part of each of us that we want to keep hidden, the part of us for which we may feel shameful. We call it the shadow. My shadow lurks when I get frustrated and blame or raise my voice or slam a door. My shadow takes over when I gossip or try to show myself to be better than someone else. I am ashamed of this. The image of our shadow I will use here is not my own, but I cannot recall where I read this. It helped me. Let's imagine ourselves as a teenager, and our parent opens our bedroom door and sees trash, empty pop cans, a moldy pizza box, dirty socks, and smelly gym clothes everywhere. The parent may say, Whoa, in several ways, giving the message that the room better be cleaned up. So we, the teenager, scurry around and collect it all, stuffing it into closets and under the bed and into drawers, so that the undesirable items are no longer visible. But it is all still there, ready to spill out at any moment. Woe! I may not be placing burdens on the shoulders of the poor, but when my shadow goes unchecked, I am chipping away instead of building up the beautiful reign of God. And so we can turn our woes into relying on the fruits of the Spirit, as Paul reminds us in today's first reading. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we live in the Spirit, Paul says, let us also follow the Spirit. It is only the Spirit that can transform our woes.